Welcome to another edition of Candid Bridal. This is going to be, believe it or not, episode 30. Woohoo! So today I have with me Savannah and Cashin, and we are going to be talking about our tuxedo line that we've been working with over the years. And we're so excited to bring this to you today because, you know, so many times when we talk about tuxedos, we always think along the lines of weddings, right? Wearing your black tuxedo with the piping down the side of the leg, maybe a bow tie, straight tie, whichever you prefer. Actually, on our story today, I actually posted a video on how to actually use the jewelry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys want to share a little bit on your experience with tuxedos with us.
Yeah. So tuxedos are really versed. There's like a difference between a tuxedo and a suit. Most men out there will definitely know that, especially if you're someone who has worn tuxedo, whether it be your job or anything like that, or a suit, then you know quite a bit about it. But here at Belle Rose, our brides, they rent through our third party rental company, and it is great that we get to work with them. It's a really easy process as far as coming in. You get measured. Bride and groom have already picked out the style for you. You just really show up. There's a lot of different styles and different fits that each one comes in. A plethora of colors, of course. And like Peter mentioned, like even pocket squares, things like that. Some people for their weddings, they go for pocket squares.
Right.
Some do not.
And the great thing about pocket squares too, is that they're a gifting item, right?
Right.
So you can consider doing more of a neutral color, or you can do something super fun that they might be able to utilize later, or that you can utilize and incorporate in different ways in your wedding party to maybe match and coordinate your bridesmaids, the flowers. There's so many different options right now. And I know there's some different things even trending in regards to using, in absence of a pocket square, they're doing, and we've spoke about this, the florals that they're inserting, but a pocket square is kind of a unique item that they can use even later. And I like that actual special touch, and it really makes the ensemble look very, very sharp.
Right.
Is that a word for today's market audience? Sharp. Am I dating myself on that?
A good sharp tuxedo.
There you go. Right. Absolutely. Super classy. Right.
Something too you can look for in a tuxedo that kind of will separate the suit from the tuxedo is the lapel. Usually the lapel on the jacket will be a little bit different, and we can kind of point that out too if that's something, you know, that you're wanting to be a little more casual for your suit versus your tuxedo. We can also break up the tuxedo. If you are not wanting a full tuxedo and you're thinking, okay, well, they have tuxedos there, but not really what I'm looking for. We definitely serve in every regard as far as breaking up the tuxedo. You can do different pieces with a vest, without the vest. Cummerbund even. I think those are coming back. Straight tie, bow tie, you know, all of those things. And then also, too, the texture of some of, like, the bow ties or the straight tie. You know, we have some that are,
floral,
you know, textured.
Striped.
Yeah. All of those things will kind of differentiate the tuxedos. And so, yeah.
I think that that is a good point as far as breaking up the tuxedo. Like, we have a wedding this weekend, and granted, for the listeners, we're in Oklahoma. So, boots and jeans are a big thing. And so, they're just wearing the jacket and the shirt, and they're wearing their jeans and their boots. So, that's a good way to incorporate kind of your style and your aesthetic and what your venue offers as the full look. And then, it's also rental versus buying. So for something like that, if you just need a good suit jacket, purchasing, I think, would be a great option.
To add to your wardrobe.
Absolutely.
Because there's some beautiful options. And then you can take that piece and have it tailored to fit you the way you want it fitted.
And just because all eight groomsmen have rented theirs, you can still buy yours and have the same exact style.
Exactly. And that's nice. That's really nice. And I know we've come a long way over the years and working with this designer and all their different collections and their different pieces. So we're really excited to be able to assist our brides and grooms, or just other customers that are out there in the market that are looking for pieces, in which we've had quite a few come in that regard.
this company reaches all across the U.S.
Right. Exactly. And they do direct ship. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we pride ourselves in is that we like to sit down with you and actually work through your entire search and what you're looking for. And the company
full consultation.
Exactly. And the company actually provides a building option on their website platform that you can actually take a look at and build that look even before coming in to meet with us. But we are honored to be able to sit with you and to provide you with insight and information and our expertise with working with this collection and this designer from over the years.
And especially for people who are not comfortable purchasing formal items, you know, dress wear or formal wear online.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know that, you know, everything is online these days, but if it were me, I would definitely want to go into a professional and make sure that they thought everything looked great.
Right.
Exactly.
Before I invested in something online that I've never seen or put on or anything.
And to have us as the backup to do the follow-up in case there are any questions, because there's nothing like getting a voicemail or a recording when you need assistance immediately. And we are here for you to provide that assistance.
And menswear is totally different from womenswear. Mm-hmm. When you're purchasing a tuxedo or a suit or anything of that sort, you want it to look good.
Right. The process is actually a lot more in-depth than even like on a wedding gown.
Absolutely.
So if you're you know, thinking about that, just know that before you go ahead and do it online, come in and see us, because if you knew everything that went into it, I really think that you would probably be more comfortable in making sure everything was good before you had to do that, you know, alone online.
And I'll say this is a hot take. But for all the guys out there who have never worn a tux or have never worn a suit, do not be afraid to ask questions and ask our opinion on what looks good, what would suit you best. Because you're talking to professionals who know what they're talking about. And at the end of the day, when you purchase something like a suit or a tux, you want to feel comfortable and you want to feel confident.
Absolutely. And you know what's really interesting when you both shared that, that's great insight, is that I can tell you now, when I look at photos and I know that I'm looking at a tuxedo versus a suit, and I can look at every detail of the length of those pants to the sleeves to everything when we're talking, you know, how does that neck fit? When I look at wedding photos now, I am really, really cognizant of what I'm seeing, right? Because we know what to look for in everything. And it's not something that I'm saying that just happens overnight. This is something like anything. The more you do it, the better you get. But I feel very confident in that, in our line and our expertise in that. So,
and the groom is equally important when it comes to that. Because just like we've said this many times before, just the bride's dress is so important. It's going to be photographed and it's going to be your pictures forever. The groom should feel confident in his look too the same day.
And even if he thinks he's not a worry wart about it, that bride is going to look at those photos and she is going to nitpick it probably. Right. Like, she's going to want it to look perfect.
Yeah, right. It's fun sitting during the consults, right? Yes. To hear the perspective on both parties. It's really fun.
Absolutely.
And to meet those needs. So, but those are just some little insights. We'll be talking to you a little bit more later in our episodes about tuxedos and where we're going and what's happening.
We'll dive into some more men's stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we definitely have some more things coming in that regard. And even for little boys, we have tuxedos here in store that they can purchase them right off the floor at phenomenal prices. Those tuxedos have everything from the straight tie to the vest, and we have them in a multitude of colors, from tan to black to green.
Even textured tuxedos.
Textured tuxedos, light gray. Mm-hmm. And I know that we just recently had a full party that wore the tan tuxedos, which were just beautiful. And the party is just the way it was all coordinated in the black. But there's so many and so many options. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we will dive into that a little bit more later.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to touch base with you all on our tuxedos here at Bella Rose Bridal. And thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Keeping It Candid. Hashtag
Keeping It Candid.